We cross over to Saudi Arabia and we join on the line by travel agent Fazila Malik, who also speaks on behalf of the Travel Association for all the travel agents. We welcome her on the airways. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Malana, how are you and all the people back home?
All are well, and more importantly, how are you and all the Hujjaj?
Alhamdulillah, so far, alhamdulillah, amazing that the time has gone so fast, and it's time for the main frame of the season. And inshallah, I'm sure all the Hajis are looking forward to it. Weather is playing also today at the cool range, and inshallah, I think within 3 days' time, everybody will be heading to Mina.
Inshallah. Now, we'd like you to present your perspective with regards to the issue of the air conditioners in Arafah.
Well, the thing is that regarding the air conditions of Mina, of the Camp C, it's exactly the same spot where all the years South Africans have been living into that camp. The other camp option that we are talking about is the Camp C, which is a higher grade, which is called the coolers. Now, this Camp C is the same, you know, they call it the desert blowers, which every South African has been staying in the past with this camp. At this stage, you know, yes, Mo'assasa has brought in a discounted rate for us while the Hujjajs were in the kingdom. And I'm sure, you know, knowing the fact with our fluctuation, especially now in this last 2 months, it has been, you know, to a certain amount when the Hujjaj comes in with certain money. So obviously we asked them to upgrade it, and yet, you know, having paid the 350 rand, which is accumulation to about 1,400 rand, one could not afford it. And realistically, Mona, and I speak on behalf of the travel fraternity together with the Hujjajs while talking to them, you know, trying to upgrade them, they don't even have money for food. You know, if you take 25 riyals, it's 100 rand per person, and we're talking of small amounts of food. So, I mean, this is something that it was so, yet we appreciate Mo'assasa, you know, bringing it down for them, the concern because of the heat, etc. But be it made, it's exactly the same camps that we are talking about. So we, as a majority, had to go with that option of Camp C.
On which days of Hajj will this be? Will this be throughout the days of Hajj as well as,
this is specifically for Arafat only for Arafat. So, I mean, if you're here, you're looking at it in the main day of our Hajj. Arafat is just, you know, basically a quarter day that we are spending, three-quarter day of the day that we are spending in Arafat. And I think, inshallah, we hope that Allah makes the weather quite good for the Hujjaj. And I think been the same camp as all the previous years, one should make it, inshallah. And way forward, I must say and emphasize, that next year it's going to be, and we should make it a compulsory to go for the other option, because obviously looking at the concerns and obviously the health of the Hujjaj in South Africa.
So there has been a consultation process?
There has been. It was given to us the option of A, B, and C. Yes. And as Saul said to us, that we could take the option of A, but not B and C all mixed. We either go unanimously with or B or C. So we all decided as travel fraternity, having the majority of one of our travel fraternity that has the majority, and we all needed ways forward with that same numbers.
Yes, okay, so that clarifies the issue. Any message, in terms of how the days of Hajj will unfold, in terms of how things have been in the kingdom, the number of Hujjaj that have come out this year, and any observations with regards to the crowds? Any parting words that you'd like to share with us, Sister Fazila?
Well, Mulana, if you're looking at the numbers that's coming, I think it's going to be the same amount as last year. No increase in any quota, except for few of, I think, because of one country not coming in. But other than that, so far, as I said, so far, it's running very smoothly. And if you're looking at the Haram as well, I've never seen Haram as empty as that during the evening times, except for Salah times, it's quite packed. But alhamdulillah, things are moving accordingly to schedule times, etc. And just waiting and looking forward to, yet I've just heard from the master's officers that they've done a lot of services upgrades in sense of, you know, for example, the caterers has been changed. The camp space is going to be more spacious. And obviously we're looking at a better service. And I mean, which we always got a service, but just a better service as they upgraded it. And inshallah, waiting to look forward for the 5 days for the Hujjaj.
We look forward to also touching base with yourself and many of the Hujjaj that are part of your travel group, inshallah. Jazakum Allah khair for the update this afternoon.
Assalamu alaikum
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Fazila Malik speaking to us this afternoon about the issue of the air conditionings in the extra coolers that was offered and that was declined by the South African Hujjaj. Now we cross over to Jordan in just a moment.